we may need to practice social distancing intermittently through the year 2022 to keep coronavirus at bay. That, according to a group of researchers at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Joining us this morning to discuss this new study is Dr. Yonatan Grad, Assistant Professor of Immunology and Infectious Diseases at Harvard and co-author of the paper published yesterday in the journal Science. Good morning, Dr. Grad. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So your research suggests that one solid stretch of social distancing, like the one that we're in now, may not be enough. Tell us about that.
That's right. So there are two ways in which the pandemic ends. In one, we eliminate the virus. I think this one is very unlikely because we've already seen extensive global spread of the virus. In the other, it ends because of sufficient population immunity to diminish spread. And that is something we get to either through infection with people then developing immunity or through a vaccine. So with that as a backdrop, we were interested in asking about the impact of social distancing. So we know that we are doing social distancing to flatten the curve, with the idea that that will reduce the burden on hospitals and help prevent the collapse of our healthcare infrastructure. So what happens if we're successful in flattening the curve and stop social distancing, as you say, after a one-time effort of 8 weeks or 12 weeks? Well, if we are successful in flattening the curve, which again, we need to do in order to save the healthcare infrastructure, then many people will remain susceptible unless there's a lot of spread in the population that we haven't observed. And then once we stop social distancing, all of those people who are susceptible will then be a pool in which we might see the rise of COVID-19 and it spreading again. So in the absence of other interventions, seeing this resurgence in COVID-19 could lead to restarting social distancing. That in turn could lead to a kind of on-off approach that could last a while until enough of the population has been infected that there's herd immunity or until we have a vaccine.
So then what you're saying is we need to go out with social distancing all the way to 2022 in order to fully flatten the curve?
No, I think it's really going to be an issue of how we manage not just flattening the curve, but trying to time acquisition of herd immunity or waiting until we get a vaccine. So Singapore provides one illustrative example. Singapore has arguably the best public health infrastructure in the world. They were able to control the first few cases of COVID-19 that they saw with excellent case identification and contact tracing. But after they started to open up, they had a resurgence in cases that has now led to a four-week lockdown, right? So again, we're seeing there the introduction of mitigation efforts. And then as you ease on those mitigation efforts with a population that's mostly susceptible, we'll see a rise again. What we looked at in this paper was different ways to have a kind of on-off scenario where we would still be able to be under the critical care capacity. The whole point of flattening the curve again is to try to remain under that critical care capacity and maintain the infrastructure of our healthcare system. So is there a way to titrate our social distancing in such a way that on and off we can still remain under that capacity while accruing the population immunity that could get us to herd immunity and the end of the pandemic?
So then what types of social distancing, in your view, would have to be extended for a couple of more years in order to achieve success against coronavirus? Are you saying that we would need to stay 6 or 10 feet away from each other for all this time? Are you saying that periodically we're going to have to, voluntarily shelter in our homes?
I think a lot of the details of how we're going to do social distancing will be learned over the coming weeks and months, in part because many of the different places in the country, in the world, have taken different approaches and instituted different types of mitigation efforts. By studying those, we can get a sense of which ones were the most successful in diminishing transmission. And then we can take smarter approaches and really figure out which types of distancing efforts are most effective in diminishing spread and start to use those tailored efforts rather than the broad, stringent efforts that we've been using so far.
Let me ask you one more question, Doctor, if I might. In your opinion, do you think that we as a society can handle social distancing like we're doing now for another couple of years?
I totally agree. There are it's challenging economically, socially, politically, and it's one of the reasons why, as we were doing this work, we were presenting it in part to spur innovation and thinking about what are all of the different possibilities that we can explore in order to address exactly those kinds of challenges.
Assistant Professor of Immunology and Infectious Diseases at Harvard and co-author of a new paper published yesterday on the subject in the journal Science, Dr. Yonatan Grad. Thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it, Doctor.
Thank you very much.